At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hello and welcome to episode 270 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. Happy Wednesday, everyone. Happy hump day. We are officially halfway through our work week. And I tell you what, guys, the boys and girls of the Market Insights Pod, Sweat and Sharp Contrarian Plays, great start to the week so far. Capping off a good Monday with a good Tuesday. I love seeing yesterday number one. Great day in college hoops. Looking at Pacific Moneyline, Miami, Ohio. Richmond under, LSU over, sweating points there in that one. LSU and, believe it or not, sharp move to Georgia in that one. Louisville, Campbell, UConn, Texas, late night sweat on the money line there. Huge hit. But two in particular. Number one, KenPom sound the alarm. Where's my girl, Maureen Chase? Maureen sent me a message saying, hey, don't get rid of KenPom sound the alarm. It's one of her favorite parts of the Market Insights pod. So guess what? Woo! VCU getting points, went outright. Florida getting points, went outright. The KenPom sound the alarm again, 2-0 last night. So what does KenPom sound the alarm mean? It means anytime KenPom has a team winning the game, yet Vegas is giving them points, that becomes an auto value play for us guys. So great night with the KenPom sound the alarm. But number one, I can't even believe I didn't start the pod with this. How about the Michigan State Spartans, baby. The Spartans. Unbelievable. You walk into a bar and everyone's sweating the Illini and everyone says, they got the sumo, they got Cockburn, they're going to destroy Michigan State. But guess what, guys? That's the thing about sports betting. You got to take away your bias. As gross as a play looks, I always joke about hazmat suit. You got to put on a hazmat suit to bet some of these disgusting plays. But remember, Illinois looked great. They're ranked fifth in the country. Michigan State struggling. Everybody and their mother betting Illinois, laying the points here, saying it's going to be a blowout by the Fighting Illini. But guess what? Take away your bias. Take away your gut instinct. Take away the public narrative. Look at the line movement. Everyone is betting Illinois, yet Illinois opened -7. Sharp line freeze. Never moved off of 7. Even got down to 6.5 at some shops. So, again, we knew that play was coming. I didn't expect an outright win there. I was hoping for a cover. But a huge hit there. Michigan State covering that number, getting 7, 6.5, whatever number you got, winning 81-72. So sometimes those hazmat plays, it's funny. I write the Daily Market Market Insights column, sign up for free, vsin.com/newsletter. But I had a write-up about Michigan State being a sharp play, and somebody tweeted me and said, Josh Applebaum, you're a complete dumbass. Michigan State is going to get rolled. Illinois's got no shot. And it's like, yeah, maybe. We'll see. But why didn't this line go? Here's the key, guys. Why didn't Illinois go from -7 to -7.5 to -8 to -9? When you're that popular of a play, 9 times out of 10, the odds makers will adjust the line toward that popular side because they have so much liability. They have to kind of mitigate their risk by giving a better number to the dog and trying to entice betting on the dog. But that never happened. Everyone betting Illinois, yet line freeze, didn't move, and actually trended downward to Michigan State at 6.5, throughout the day. So great hit if you were brave enough to put on the hazmat suit with Sparty, because I was so pumped and jacked on Sparty last night. It was incredible. But good night in college hoops. I had an 11-6 there from the plays we talked about on the pod. Decent night in the NBA, 3-2. The Warriors on the money line. The Wizards over, sweating that one late. That actually wasn't a sweat. They scored 1,000,000 points, which is nice. The Portland Trail Blazers, late night, +7.5 to +6, and the Blazers lose by 5. The Blazers match that system that we love. I love that Blazers game because back-to-back teams don't just fall into the public mindset of, oh, teams on a back-to-back, fade them, they're tired, they have to lose. We just care about covering the number. Teams on a back-to-back this year, 88-76 ATS, 54%. But here's the kicker. Back-to-back team, second leg of a back-to-back, in which the line moves in their direction. So we saw with the Blazers, what were they, +7 down to +6.5, +6, whatever it was, but the move was in their favor. Those teams, 29-13 this year, 69%. So great hit there. The one that annoyed me too was the Celtics. Doncic killing me there at the end. The Magic didn't show up, but 3-2 NBA. And then a nice little grinding night in the NHL. Montreal Canadiens, you suck. They actually fired Claude Julien today, but seriously, how many times are you going to lose to Ottawa? That one really annoyed me. Devils let us down too, but great hit with Nashville. Late night, the Edmonton Oilers. Anyone sweat the Oilers? They were down 3-0 and came back and scored 4 unanswered goals. Had a huge win there as a sharp line move. And then remember we said keep an eye out on the Blackhawks? The Blackhawks, baby, in OT, coming through bigly for the team. So great day for the pod. I had a mark of 17-10 based on my notebook plays that we talked about. So, capped that off with a, 14-11 on Monday. So we're grinding, guys. We're grinding hard. We're doing our thing. Of course, I always say this. Whether you have, it's a Wednesday. Let's say you had a great Monday, great Tuesday, like we did. Or you had a terrible Monday, terrible Tuesday. It should not change your overall approach. I think this is something that all new bettors need to be conscious of, need to make sure that they're never straying away from the model, the blueprint. Whether you're up, whether you're down, it does not matter. You got to stick to the process. So if you had 2 great nights like we did, you don't get cocky, get arrogant, double down, triple down, and say, hey, I'm hot. This is going to keep going here. No, you could have a bad night tonight. Same thing as if you're struggling. You don't get scared and lay off. If you see a play with value, you fire, fearless with discipline. But you also don't start chasing. You don't start parlaying to try to get everything back. So that's just the name of the game. Whether you're up, down, I always want to stress that because I think that's the hardest thing for a new bettor to deal with. And it's human emotion. We're all humans. When you're doing well, you're hot. You're stacking some winning days. You say, hey, this is going to last forever. So maybe you get a little loosey-goosey with the system. You're like, oh, this game kind of fits the model, but there's a red flag here, but I don't care. I'm hot. I'm going to play it. No, you got to, again, it's hard, but you got to kind of stick to that blueprint. Whether you're up, down, treading water, it does not matter. Sharp contrarian, beat the closing number. If you do not have an edge, don't bet it. But if you do, get down in it. So I just wanted to mention that. But I'm excited, guys. Let's get after it. It is a huge Wednesday here. I want to thank everyone for joining the not only Lombardi line, but Betting Across America yesterday. Co-hosted with my guy Pritch from 3 to 5. Actually, an internet outage, which was super annoying. I don't know if you guys, it's the pandemic world we live in. Everyone's working from home, but halfway through my second segment, my internet dies. I'm like, Jesus Christ. And the funny thing is my girlfriend actually went back to work. We've been working in the same apartment for over a year, never had an internet outage, but I would always think, oh, she's slowing down the computer. Then she leaves and it's just me and the internet breaks. So luckily we got it back, but it was actually at the exact same time that the Tiger Woods news was coming out. So we covered that yesterday and hopefully Tiger's okay. The guy can't catch a break lately, but we love Tiger, so get well soon, Tiger. But that being said, co-hosting Betting Across America again today. Tune in 3 to 5 Eastern time. But first off, before we get after it, we have 38 college basketball games. I love the board today. 9 in the NBA, 7 in the NHL. Can't wait to break down all these lines with you guys. But first off, I want to make sure you sign up for the VSiN.com newsletter. The newsletter is sent to your inbox every single morning. It's a great way to stay plugged into everything that's going on in the sports betting world. And if you care about sports betting, this is just the best free email to you every day. And it's not spam. It's not fluff. It's great stuff. It's got a million links. It's got a ton of promos. We have a big one from DraftKings today, BetRivers, BetMGM. If you're in a legal state, take advantage of all of these things. It's also got the daily rundown of all the programs that day. It'll also have Points Read Weekly coming out today, new one. So we have Matty Humans and Jason Weingarten talking some baseball coming around here right around the corner. Wes Reynolds talking golf, Steve Mackin and Aaron Moore. We have all this great stuff here. You also have Dave Tooley's ATS report, my market insights column. And then you'll have the JBT NBA betting guide every day. Steve Mackin and power rating, Greg Hoops Peterson, his breakdown, his power ratings for college hoops. So it's all included in the newsletter. So that's the first thing you got to do. If you're listening to this pod, you better be signed up for the newsletter, vsin.com/newsletter. Plug in your email, and you'll get it every day in the morning, waking up with your coffee and your bacon and eggs. But that's not it, guys. If you are serious about sports betting, and if you're listening to this pod, it means that you are. It means that you enjoy sports betting. Hopefully we've caught the bug on Sharp Contrarian. It's a different style of betting, but I think it's to me it's the most it's the smartest one long term. But if you really want to get good at sports betting, you got to have the best information. So what I would suggest is signing up for a VSiN membership. You go to vsin.com/subscribe. The VSiN All Access membership will get you every Points Spread Weekly magazine, 24/7 live stream of all the shows and programs, daily best bet email, all the picks from the guests and the hosts who have their own money on these games. They're not touting, they're not scam decapping. 20% off the store, everything you want, VSiN merch, full VSiN.com access, analysis, data, power rating stats, and all of our seasonal sports betting guides. So that's all included with a full access, all access VSiN membership. You can do a 10-day trial, see if you like it. If you don't, cancel before the 10 days are up. No hard feelings, you won't be charged, but I know you're going to love it. I know it's going to benefit you. And if you want to keep it after the 10 days, you can just let it renew. And it would be monthly, or you can go yearly. Yearly is the best way to save money. $258 for 1 year. I know it's a lot of money, but it's going to cover you the entire year, and it's going to get you all the information you need to make smart bets. And that comes out to around $21.50 a month. I mean, $20 a month to get all this access to help you win bets. Again, it's incredibly useful and a great resource to have. So highly suggest vsin.com/subscribe. Then, of course, get on Twitter. Twitter was crazy with all the Tiger stuff yesterday. Again, hopefully Tiger's okay. But Twitter is a great resource if you're betting on sports, just to be tied into a real-time market, being aware of breaking injuries and different things that are changing and, player trades, guys going on the injured list. You know, baseball's coming back here, starting pitchers getting scratched, that sort of thing. But it's really, really helpful. And of course, you can also create a gambling community, talk to people, direct message people, ask about games. But the first thing you want to do is follow at VSiN Live, the mothership. Tell a friend. Let's get that over 100K followers. And then you can follow me at Josh_insights. That's INSIGHTS. And hit me up anytime. Always retweet the pod and all my articles, appearances, any cool things that I'm seeing. And of course, you can always send me a direct message if you got any questions or anything at Josh_insights. And then lastly, last housekeeping part here before we get to breaking on all these games, which I cannot wait for because I'm pretty pumped here for a big day. But if you ever want to reach out to me long form, you want to say hello, you want to introduce yourself, you want to say, hey, I'm John Smith from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I really love the pod, but I have a question about this, or you have a question about gambling philosophy or Sharp Contrarian or whatever, or you got booted from Five Dimes, you got to open up a new account, I can refer you to a good sports book, whatever it may be. I'd love to know who I'm sitting next to at the virtual bar. I'd love to hear your story, and I'd love to know who we're sweating games with every single day. Hit me up anytime via email, josh@vsin.com. With that being said, guys, let's get after it. It is a huge Wednesday hump day. You know what time it is? You know what day it is? It's hump day, baby. By the way, I love the new Dickie V Geico commercial. Here's a scenario. Me and I get into an accident with a fender bender. Every time it comes on, I start laughing. My girlfriend's like, what are you laughing about? I love the new Dickie V Geico commercial. A fender bender. It's so good. But anyway, that means nothing. Let's get after it. Let's talk about some games today, guys. So without further ado, big college hoops day today. 38 games. Let's get right into them. First one on the board, add a game, extra game. So we all know that these are games that are caused by some sharp action with people who have maybe a model, a formula, have a power rating better than the odds makers are offering, so they hit it. These are games that we know a lot, or not us, we're tied into them, but the betting market, the average Joes really don't care about, but we do, because a play on Alabama A&M Southern cashes the same color green that a play on Duke North Carolina cashes, so always remember that. But Southern and Alabama A&M, I was looking at an overplay here, guys. This line opened a 131.5. It's up to 133.5. Again, I like that it's an add a game, extra game, and yet big money's coming in on this over. It tells me wise guys with an edge like this over. You also like kind of the pace, South Alabama, a little bit quicker, 70.6. Let's see. Yeah, Southern 70.6, and you have Alabama A&M 68.5, a little bit slower here. But some of these recent matchups and some of these line moves results here have been to the over. So I'm going to take a shot on this over. Add a game, extra game, where moves are very meaningful. Keep on cruising. Wake and Clemson. This one's kind of intriguing because there was a little bit of a move toward Wake Forest. You have Clemson open -4. They're down to 3.5. But I'm going to buy low on Clemson here. I'm going to go Clemson on the money line to win the damn game. I like that, number one, you're getting a better number. This is about -155 Clemson to win the game. KenPom has them winning by 6. So if you want to lay, Clemson -3.5, -3, I get it. But I am a little wary of that dip a little bit toward Wake. And what I'm looking at is it's kind of a 50-50 game. It's not like a massive reverse line move on Wake. It's not like everyone's betting Clemson. It's lines going Wake. It just dips slightly with kind of even percentages. But I like that Clemson ranked much higher. 39th in the country by KenPom. You're looking at Wake Forest 131. So again, don't love that dip, but I'm going to use that dip to get a better number. Clemson win the damn game, -155. Woo, woo, woo. Sound the alarm. Maureen Chase. We have a KenPom sound the alarm, the Bonnies. Anyone want to sweat the Bonnies here? Worries me a little bit. There was some movement toward Davidson, but these are kind of similar KenPom sound the alarms like VCU yesterday and Lake Florida. It's actually very similar to the Florida play, but Davidson did go -1.5 to -2.5. What I like is that KenPom has Bonnies winning by 1. He's also got him ranked much higher, 41 in the country versus 67 for Davidson. So I'm gonna grab the hook, the 2.5, with the Bonnies as a KenPom sound the alarm should win by 1, and we'll see what happens there on that one. New Mexico against Air Force, really sharp move to New Mexico, and there's also a KenPom slight edge. So I think I bet Air Force the other day. I don't know if you guys did as well, but if you look at Air Force, they're struggling a bit here. But New Mexico's had a sharp move and a KenPom edge. If you look at kind of just what we've seen here, this game opened at a pick'em or even Air Force -1, and it's completely flipped now to New Mexico -1.5. So this is a dog to fave line move to New Mexico. KenPom has them winning by 1. It's also got them ranked much higher, 283 in the country for New Mexico, Air Force 331. So big discrepancy, line move. I'm going money line New Mexico, win the damn game, -125. Keep on cruising, Delaware State and Norfolk State. Looking at some points here in this one. Add a game, extra game. So again, being targeted only by pros with an edge, really. But this total opened 148.5. It's up to 149. I'm even seeing some shops maybe go to 149.5. But I like this one. Delaware State is one of the fastest teams in the country. Delaware State is a 73 pace. You're up there with Gonzaga at that point. So fast pace, add a game, extra game with a move. KenPom had it right at 149. You can still find a 149, 149.5. Look at an overplay there. Let's root for some points. Another one here, add a game, extra game to the over a little bit. Hampton and Longwood. Hampton, Longwood, total open 138.5. It's up to 139.5. I'm even seeing maybe go to 140. Not a huge edge. KenPom had it right at 138. But again, add a game, extra game with the move. And you have Hampton pretty quick here. They're about a 71 pace. So maybe get some points in that one, at least hopefully. Here's another one. I'm going to bang my head against the wall with another buy low Virginia over. I'm fully prepared for a high school game, 57-50, where they barely break 100. But I got some trends to the over. I got a buy low over. I got a KenPom edge. I'm going over NC State, Virginia. This total opened 129. Okay, it got hammered to the under. It's 129 all the way down to 124.5. But I see a 124 out there. Even if Sharp money hit this under, which we know, again, it did. 129 to 124 and a half. Public's not going to drop a line 5 points. So there was some under money there. But now ask yourself this. Are you going to take under 124 and a half after you've lost 4.5 points of value? To me, you're getting the worst of the number. So it's either lay off or buy low on the over. And I'm looking to buy low on the over, go over 124 and a half. You can wait it out, maybe get a 124. But KenPom had this right at 129. So if I can get it over 124 and a half and buy low off a huge dip, to me, that's a little bit of value there. You also like these teams have been cashing overs lately. North Carolina have cashed over two in a row, their last two. Same thing with Virginia. Last two have both gone over. So I'm going to root for points. I'm going to buy low on that move with and buy the dip, as some investors like to say, with the Virginia over. Keep on cruising. One of the best-kept secrets is our Citadel under. Shh, don't tell anyone about these Citadel unders. They've been cashing pretty consistently there. I probably just jinxed them right there. But I'm going back to the well with the Citadel under. You think of Citadel. They're fast. They're a quick team here. But Furman, who they're playing, is slower. They're 68. KenPom has it right at 161. But what I like about this game is I think you're getting one of those big spread, high total unders that we talk about. So if you can find an under 159.5, kind of open 159, it's about the same. It's ticked up slightly. I saw it go to 160 and come back down. So if you can get an under 160, that's probably your best number. But I like that, you know, Furman's favored by 15 or more. This is a total 150 or higher. So this is our big spread, high total under. And I do have a system. It's nothing crazy, but when the total is 160 or more, some books are still at 160, the under is 55% this year. So I'm looking at a Citadel under, and hopefully we keep it going here because best kept secret, Citadel unders. I think they've cashed 5 straight unders. I'm looking at Furman. They've cashed 4 of their last 5 to the under. So I'm going to hope we get a lower scoring game in that one. Mercer in Tennessee chat. Looking at a buy low over Mercer play. Let's call it Mercy. Mercer, total open 142. It's been hit all the way down to 137.5. So this line is really tanked. And again, when I'm saying these things on the pod, like if you already hit Tennessee chat, Tennessee Chattanooga, you know, you hit under 142, then by all means, just you got a great number. Just take that number to the bank. Don't do anything. You beat the closing line, and I hope you cash. But now at this point, if it's all the way down to 137.5, this is just like that Virginia buy low over. So I'm looking at Mercer over 137.5 after it opened 142. Again, there's under money, but are you going to take under 137.5 now after all value's gone? To me, it's a buy low over. I like that KenPom has a 144 here. So you're taking over 137.5 when KenPom's got a 144. To me, that's pretty good value there, buying low. Keep on cruising. South Carolina and Mississippi State. I was looking at an underplay here. If anyone sweat some Mississippi State games, the Bulldogs, they play a lot of like 57 to 54 games, 60 to, you know, 58. They, or at least like it seems like to me, actually 12 and 11 to the over. Maybe that's just anecdotal evidence there. Maybe it's just recently, but they do have a slower pace here. Mississippi State is one of the slowest in the country, 65.7. This isn't a huge edge, but the total open 146.5. It's down to 145.5. And KenPom had a 145, and Mississippi State is very slow paced. So you add it all up to me. If you can still find a 145.5, some good value there to that Mississippi State Bulldog under. Duquesne. Looking at Duquesne here, guys. KenPom has them winning by 4. Duquesne opened, I think they opened minus, let me find this for you, -3 up to -4. Some shops were 4. They've stayed 4. Anyway, Duquesne's had all the liability here. KenPom has them winning by 4. I was looking at a money line play with Duquesne, -190. They're ranked much higher than LaSalle. Duquesne is 108 in the country. LaSalle is 191, and pretty much all liability movement has been toward Duquesne. So looking at a money line there, -190. Rutgers. Rutgers, they let me down over the weekend, I bet them. But I like this spot for Rutgers. It's contrarian. It's kind of sharp reverse line movement. It's kind of a fade the trendy dog, and I have a really good system that we love with this Rutgers play. It's our Moneyline Big Ten home favorites in conference play. Home favorites in conference play in the Big Ten, 55-18, 75% winning these games. Also like the Rutgers coming off a loss, so is Indiana. But majority of the bettors are saying, hey, Rutgers look terrible. Who'd they play? I think they played Maryland, and they lost by, I only lost by 10, but they haven't been playing well as of late. And the Hoosiers, it's like, hey, these teams are pretty even. Give me the points. But yet this line opened -3. It's up to -3.5 toward Rutgers. So again, that's a money line play for me. I have that system, money line, home faves in the Big Ten in conference play. So -165. KenPom has them winning by 4. Let's go Rutgers, baby. Nola, anyone want to take a trip down to New Orleans? And by the way, did anyone see the series finale of Your Honor? Oh my God. If you're looking for a show to binge, Bryan Cranston, you heard me talk about it the whole time. I won't give any spoilers, but the finale was unreal. So if you're looking for a show on, what is it? I think it's Showtime. Your Honor with Walter White is just unbelievably good. It's also got the guy who played Ace Rothstein from Boardwalk Empire, who's one of my favorite characters as well. But it is just so, so good. I won't say anymore, but watch Your Honor. It's only, I think, 10 series or 10 episodes, and you could probably binge that in, you know, 2 days. And by the way, Ozark is coming back. I want to say Ozark's coming back in March. Oh my God, I cannot wait. But that's a whole other episode. Nola, on the topic of New Orleans, looking at New Orleans on the money line. This is an at-a-game extra game. Open New Orleans -1.5. Some shops were 1 up to 1.5. Pretty much all liability has been, toward this Nola side. I'm going Nola money line -125 to beat Texas A&M Corpus Christi. Nola is ranked 301 in the country. Texas A&M Corpus Christi is 337. KenPom has New Orleans winning by 2. So I'm going Nola there, win the damn game. Lamar and Incarnate Word. I will admit this is a move toward Lamar. Lamar looks like it took in some sharp money. Incarnate Word open at -3.5, -4, -3. The line is now down to 1.5. So that is some movement toward Lamar. And if Lamar ends up winning this game, I'll say, hey, we at least we saw the move. But I'm gonna walk a dangerous path here. I'm gonna money line Incarnate Word. I think you're getting a better number on Incarnate Word. You're getting around -120 on the money line. KenPom has them winning by 4. And he's also got him ranked slightly higher, 323 versus 336. So, again, if you got Lamar early, +3, +3.5, you're feeling great. At this point, I think you're buying low on KenPom, and he has Incarnate Word winning by 4. So if you can get a -120 to win the damn game, let's go Incarnate Word. Xavier and Providence, very sharp move towards Xavier. Xavier open a pick'em or +1, and they move to -1.5. So very sharp move here. Towards Xavier, KenPom has him winning by 1. He's got him ranked much higher than Providence, 59 versus 78. And Xavier's starting to get their groove back after that COVID break. So that's a dog to favorite or pick 'em to favorite move towards Xavier. And I'm not laying the 1.5. That's a money line play for me. I'm going money line, win the damn game around -130. Xavier with a move and a KenPom edge and a higher ranking. Cincinnati and Tulsa. Sharp move toward Tulsa here, guys. KenPom has Tulsa winning by 2. Tulsa open at home, -1.5. They're up to -2. So you could lay the 2, but this is a money line play for me as well, -130. And again, you guys hear me say money line a lot. To me, it's just these spots where the spread is like 3 or less or 4 or less. I don't really like laying -190s because sometimes they win anyway, and it's like, you know, why didn't I just take the spread? So I sometimes I do have that guilt or regret sometimes afterwards. But then when a team, you know, wins by 1 and, you know, they were -3 and I moneylined them, hey, I feel good. So that's just personal preference here. But anytime I say moneyline, if you are comfortable with the spread, feel free to go spread. You're going to get a better number here. But I just seen college hoops and I've seen crazy things happen a lot here. But I am looking at Tulsa on the moneyline. KenPom's got them winning by 2. They've had a move in their favor, -1.5 to -2. But to me, it's a moneyline play, -130. I hate to see, especially in these tight games. You get fouling, you get a meaningless three-point basket late, stuff like that happens. But if you got a move, you got a KenPom edge, and you got a higher-ranked team, that looks like a recipe for me. This one is going to be the hardest one to diagnose, okay? Alabama and Arkansas. This one caught me a little bit. So number one, KenPom has, this is going to be maybe the game of the night. He has Alabama winning by 1 point, okay? He's got Alabama ranked 8th in the country, Arkansas 22nd. And right now, Alabama is getting +2. So you could say KenPom sound the alarm, play Alabama. Again, KenPom's got him winning by 1. You're getting a +2. And we did see this happen yesterday in that Florida game. Remember Florida, where they were at? Who are they at? Auburn. You actually had late movement toward Florida, which was nice, which kind of sold that game. So that's not a great example. We actually had great line movement late where Florida went to -2. But let me put it to you this way. If you want to play KenPom sound the alarm, Alabama +2, I don't blame you because KenPom's got them winning by 1. But I've seen this happen, guys, and I think you got to use a little of your own intuition when you're betting some of these games. This is a really sharp play to Arkansas. I'm going Arkansas on the money line. What I like about this game is Alabama is ranked much higher. And what is Alabama? I want to say, are they fifth in the country? Arkansas is 20th. This game opened Arkansas a pick'em, or some shops were even minus one on the side of Alabama. And everyone is betting Alabama, yet the line is moving toward Arkansas. So Arkansas is in a really sharp spot where they are contrarian, reverse line move. And then also, they're ranked 20th and Alabama's ranked 5th. Anytime you see that much higher ranked team, and by higher, I mean like 20 versus a 5, like the 5 should be favored, not the 20. So if the 20, Arkansas is favored and line's moving toward them, this looks like a really sharp play to Arkansas. And this is a money line play to me. It's going to be a very tight game. So if you're looking money line, you're looking around minus 125. But that's a sharp play to Arkansas. But that game will cause some confusion. I bet some people on the pod will play Alabama, and I do not blame you at all. And I bet some people will play Arkansas, and I don't blame you at all there. So I don't think there's a perfect answer. But I put a little more weight into that line move and just a fishy move with a worse-ranked team with the line move and being favored here. So I'm going to go Arkansas money line. Let's go Razorbacks. And the last one, a buy low over on Fresno and UNLV, late night game, 11 o'clock game. Total open 132.5. It's down to 130. If you wait, you may get a 129.5. But KenPom had a 132. Fresno's gone over in three of their last four. They've been hitting these overs. So I'm going to try to buy low. I'm going to wait for a 129.5 if I can get it. See if I can go over there, UNLV late. But there you have it, guys. Just ran the board. I think this is a juicy slate tonight. I'm excited for this college hoop slate. And remember, Betting Across America 3 to 5 will update you on all these line moves. So I'm sure hopefully we'll beat some closing numbers, and hopefully we'll see some late sharp action coming in, which will help us to make some wise guy plays. But that being said, guys, just ran the board. But don't go anywhere, because the pod is only half over. And when we get back, time to talk some NBA. Nine games in the association. I have 1, 2, 3, 4 plays written down. Pretty sharp here. And then I got another four-pack for you in the NHL. A little four loco four-pack. So NHL, NBA coming up right here, guys, on a Wednesday. But stick with us, and we're going to finish up strong on the Wednesday edition of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind the ups and downs, the everyday grind of the sports betting racket that we love in the arena. Your boy, Josh Applebaum. But stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
All right, everyone, we are back at it on a Wednesday. So we just started the pod, running through the board with college hoops. Tons of great games to get to. I can't wait to be sweating all night, dripping with all these sweats. But now let's flip it over to NBA because a decent night in the NBA. And I have a love-hate relationship with the NBA. Sometimes I love it, sometimes I hate it. But I feel like it's been a little bit pretty good recently. So I'm going to see if we can keep this going. But 3-2 with the Warriors, Portland, and Wiz over yesterday. And the Magic, you are dead to me. Didn't even show up. With that being said, a couple games to get to hit on here, guys. Number one, the Pacers and the Warriors. Looking at an overplay here. Some moderate betting to the over, but I've seen some steam come in on the over. The total in this game opened. I saw 229.5 as an opener. It is now up to 228.5. It's now up to 231. So you're not getting the best of the number at this point. But February overs, 55%. You look at these high total overs, 230 or more, 56%. When they rise at least a point, you're up to around 58%. So we got money coming in to this over here. And we do have a bunch of guys back for Golden State. A lot of their guys, Draymond, James Wiseman, obviously Curry. But all these guys are active here. And we have seen some money to the over. And Indiana quietly, 17-12 to the over. And they've cashed, I think, three straight overs. So pace-wise, efficiency, let's get some points there for the Warriors over 231. Back to the well with the Atlanta Hawks. The Atlanta Hawks beat my Celtics last week. It was a really sharp play. That was a hazmat play. Then the Celtics came back and won. The Celtics are just infuriating, man. If you live in Boston, it's like, Brown and Tatum are great, but the rest of the roster is terrible, and they are not winning these games at all. So sometimes you're worried and you say this is a good game for them to bust out, but you do have the public still going Celtics here, and yet the Celtics open -2.5 on the road at Atlanta. The line is down to 2. I see one shop even going to 1.5. So if you still find a 2, I'm looking at a Atlanta Hawks +2 here, and this would actually be a back-to-back for both teams. I got to do some research. I got to find both teams back-to-back, any edge there. Maybe there's a dog edge, but pretty notable move there to the Hawks +2.5 to +2. I will mention as well the Rockets have been playing terrible, and the Cleveland Cavs just came off that big win yesterday, surprise win over the Hawks. The Cavs are getting hit as well. The Rockets are. They open -3. They're up to 3.5, so just keep an eye out for that. But then the Spurs, this is my favorite play of the night. I think if you're making one play in the NBA tonight, I think it's the Spurs. They are a classic dog-to-favorite sharp line move. You had the Spurs open +1.5. It is now Spurs -1. Looks like it may even go to -1.5. So that is our blueprint dog-to-favorite sharp money flipping this number towards San Antonio. So I'm looking at a San Antonio Spurs money line -115. Very, very sharp dog-to-favorite. And the Spurs have been off for a while. They haven't played since the 14th. So, we'll see how that affects them. Will they be rusty? Will they also be rested? And have they been practicing? And OKC has been struggling here as of late. So I think we did see with the Mavs coming off that break. I think they played well their first game back. But Spurs dog to favorite, money line, +1.5 to -1. And then last one of the night, this is a hold your nose, but it's so sneaky sharp. I kind of love it. I kind of want to lay the points with the Jazz. The Jazz opened against the Lakers -8. They're all the way up to -9. And this is the public saying, I know the Lakers are struggling without AD, but they'll be fine here. You know, they're getting a ton of points. When do you get the Lakers +9? Pretty much never here. But even though, excuse me, guys, even though majority of bets are saying, give me the points of the Lakers, because I know they're struggling, but again, they're getting a ton of points here. How do you pass this up? This line is moving to the Jazz. So Jazz -8 to -9. If you can still find 8.5, I've been seeing the Jazz get hammered here. They got hit -8. They got hit -8.5. Jazz are taking in big money. Don't be surprised if the Jazz win this game by 14 or something like that. But keep an eye out. Jazz are sharp. Keep on cruising. The NHL board tonight, I got a 4-pack for you. First one, Tampa Bay Lightning. So I'm digging the Lightning here. You saw the Lightning struggle a bit. They just split in Carolina. This is, I think, a good spot to back the Lightning. They open -135. They're up to -150. Make sure you read the VSiN Market Insights newsletter because I wrote about this game today. But this would match as a favorite with a line move of 10 cents or more. Tampa Bay, 62% this year. Home favorite, -150 or more, 72%. You also have a favorite versus a tired team. I think Carolina is playing their fourth game in 6 days here. or third in 5 days or whatever it is. I know there's a rest advantage for Tampa, and teams in this rest first tired spot are 31-18, 63%. And also Carolina, one of their good players, Teuvo Teravainen, is out, one of their top line scorers. So I'm looking at Tampa Bay at home, laying the wood, minus 150 now. Florida, going back to with the Florida Panthers. Panthers have come through for us. The Dallas Stars are really struggling, and I think they're 0-5, 0-6 maybe as a dog, and they're bad on the road. But this line opened Florida around kind of a short favorite, minus 110. It's all the way up to minus 130. So big steam hitting Florida. Favorite with a line move of 20 cents or more, 64% this year. Also home favorite, 62%. So I'm going back to with the Panthers. Arizona, looking at the Yotes here, open around minus 150. They're up. They've been creeping toward minus 160, but the Yotes, minus 150 or more favorite, 72%. So a line move, good home favorite match there with Arizona. So I'm looking at the Arizona. Also, if you got the under there, you rarely see totals move, but that total is 5.5. It's now down to 5. So I wouldn't bet it now. But if you saw 5.5 and you jumped on it, there may be a couple out there. It's pretty sharp to the under. I know the Ducks are one of the best under teams. I want to say the Ducks. Let me find it for you. I know they're only averaging like 1.9 goals a game, which is one of the lowest in the league. But they're 12-6-1 to the under. So maybe you get another, 2-0 Arizona win. That would be nice. And then last one of the night, the Colorado Avalanche, baby. I'm going Avs. I'm a little worried because Minnesota's playing great as of late. We've been cashing a lot of Minnesota plays recently. But I think this is a good spot to back Colorado. You know, they open around minus 180. They're down. Actually, they're falling a little bit. That worries me. They're down around minus 170. But I did have a lot of moves on the Avs. Favorite off a loss, one of my favorite systems. 69-30, 70%. Home faves, minus 150 or more. Off a loss, 80% this year. Favorite off a loss versus opponent off a win, 67%. So this is kind of just your buying low. You know, on the one hand, you can say Minnesota's playing great and I'm getting the Wild at plus 155. How do you not grab that? But I think you're buying low on the Avs off a loss with a lot of these favorite off loss systems and home favorite systems. So I am going Avs there. Get a minus 169 actually has a good price there. So Tampa Bay, Florida, Arizona, and Colorado. And that about does it, guys. Another day, another dollar. If we can get three of those NHL plays, that would be fantastic. But I am excited. I love every day waking up in the arena. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. I love the smell of a new live odds page, freshly minted with lines moving. It's just great. And I love that. That, to me, that's one of the best parts about sports betting. Yes, probably the best part is winning a bet. The satisfaction you feel for putting in, hard work and time and effort to break down a game and pick the right side and make some money. That's the best. But to me, it's also just the daily grind, the daily challenge. It's never over. Every day is a new day and you're back in it. You're back at it. You're never satisfied. It's the pursuit of perfection. No one's ever perfect. Our guy, Billy Walters, the greatest ever, is 57%. So what does that mean to you? And of course, I did tweet that out, the Billy Walters 60 Minutes interview, which I highly recommend. If you haven't seen it, check it out. With that being said, guys, if you're having a good week, because I know you're having a good week, Pod's had a couple good days here, sharp contrarian plays. But if you're doing well, if you're enjoying the podcast, if you're making sharper bets and smarter bets, and you're learning to take your bias and your heart away from your betting and just bet with your head and line movement and data, and you've adopted a contrarian philosophy that maybe you never had before, and you're flat betting and you're not doing parlays and you're feeling more confident getting down every day, then I have one request of you. Could you do one thing for me? Please, sir. Could you do one thing for me, sir? Could you please buy my book? I know it's a shameless promotion. I know I hate begging. I'm not begging. I'm just saying. But if you want to learn more about sports betting, and if you want to make me very happy, and if you want to let me know you appreciate the hard work I put in on the pod every morning and all my appearances at VSiN, then pick up a copy of my book. It's only going to cost you $20. You're going to learn a ton of stuff. Tons of tips, strategies, little nuances I picked up along the way, how to devise a bankroll management plan, how to read line movement, how to go contrarian, how to find sharp action, how to place a bet in person, how to shop for the best number, tips and strategies, all the major books, glossary of all the terms. It's all included there in my book. So make me happy, but make yourself happy to get more knowledge. And if you have someone in a newly legalized state or a buddy of yours who parlays everything, bets every home favorite, every over, and needs a little help, to think differently and get a little more contrarian in his life than or her life, then recommend my book. It would mean a lot. And also, for those of you who already bought it, from the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, that being said, it's time. It's time, guys. It's time to enter the arena. We got a little more time to break down games, but I love the slate. I love the games we talked about, and I am optimistic. I am fearless but disciplined. I'm looking forward to a huge night here, guys. So, as always, thank you for listening to the pod. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to grind with me in the arena every single day, no days off. But lastly, of course, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, at Twin River in Rhode Island, at the Brook in New Hampshire, at Stadium Swim, sweating sharp contrarian plays, sipping pina coladas in front of the in the pool and in front of the big screen, at the beautiful Circa, or maybe the good old South Point, where Billy Walters sends his number runners. Wherever it may be, you're going to walk up to me. And there were some great hits last night, guys. But seriously, when was the last time you cashed a play as Hazmat Gross as Michigan State Sparty +7? That was literally, that kind of play makes a believer out of people. Especially when we sniffed that thing out from a mile away. Sharp line freeze, unranked, first ranked, conference dog. I could go on all day. But stay sharp, stay contrarian. Bet against the public. Place yourself on the side of the house. Always be with the smart money, never against it. Smart money won't win every time, but it's going to win 55 out of 100, and that is our goal. Shop for the best number, beat the closing line, and grind. And when I see you at the book, you're going to flash to me a Michigan State Sparty +7. As gross as it gets, that belongs on the fridge as a hazmat sharp play, a wise guy play. And guess what? First beer's on me. Next one's on you. We'll pick up a steak. We'll get a couple lazy boy seats in front of the big screens at the book, and we'll grind some of these sharp contrarian plays. But thank you all. Have an excellent Wednesday. Good luck, and I will see you at the window. Take care, guys.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand, it's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products, it's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.